All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is the Grim Rant Show. I've got Dead Penetration here.
What's up?
And first, before we even get started, spinningrobotpussy.com. Remember, you can still get the Spinning Robot Pussy over there, so check it out. Don't have the Follow Me eyes. Those are the dollhouse now. Definitely appreciate the support there of our sponsor.
Don't trust the imitators.
Haven't talked to him in a while. It's great having him on. So many videos with him. Check out Revy's interviews. All kinds of stuff you can learn. Cool stuff. Stuff that'll help you get ahead in life when you're, you know, young and don't have quite as many years on you. So, yeah, go ahead and check out all that. But, all right, guys. So, I'm doing a show today, even though I wasn't going to, because I got some things to talk about. So, first off, BitChute is in trouble. These motherfucking cucks are basically trying to make it so that my videos, my channel, and anybody else that has a free opinion, what do they call it, free speech or whatever, try to make fun of fucking free speech. Yeah, fuck you, people. Look, I live in a world where we had freedom of speech, or lived in a world where we had it. And now they're trying to make it where, oh, well, you are offensive, or you do things where the women are objects, and blah, 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 and you talk horrible things. Look, I was just talking with, I got a lot of women in my corner, all right? A lot of them. There's women all the time on social media I talk with, and one in particular, Empress, she wants to do a show. She wants to start something. You know, January, new year coming, we might try something new. We might bring her in. Because I'm about sick and fucking tired of these damn cucks, that not the, just the ones that want to remove our speech, but the ones that want to talk about, first of all, the Jews are bad. I'm getting tired of those fucking people, because those fucking people leave comments all the time. Now, first of all, you're allowed to leave those comments. I don't fucking care if you do, but I'm going to tell you the same thing I tell you every time. And what's that? I don't care. I don't care if you think the Jews are the problem and they're trying to kill us and ruin everything. I don't care. It literally, I had Neo, one of the guys on the server, he came in and he said, there's guys that will blame the Jews because their sandwich was made wrong.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, that's so fucking stupid.
They don't even know why they don't like them.
Yeah, probably. They don't even know why they don't like them. It's getting to that point where that's the group we have to blame, you know.
I'm and Jewish, the German and, on and my the mom's dude, side, and I'm poor shit. I don't have any money skills.
The dude on BitChute's like, you need to throw away your games and start researching history. The Jews? Yeah, sure, you're going to try to indoctrinate me with your fucking anti-Jew shit. And then there's the guy that's like, oh, you're playing these sex games. I'm like, look, if you don't like my content, go! There's people who do, and they don't care about the Jew shit. And even if they do care about the Jew shit, they're not letting the Jew shit dampen their joy for the content that I make. Because we're about having fun. We're not about, oh, these women are so horrible. Now, let's be honest, there's a lot of women out there that sounded a little Don Knotts. But
what are these chickens? Oh! These women
are so horrible. Like, I'm totally going to start using Don Knotts. If y'all don't know what Don Knotts is because some of you guys are a little younger, go check out Don Knotts and think about these guys that complain about women. Oh, these women.
Oh, man. He was like, strong
as hell.
He was tearing up left and right.
I know. It's so fucking stupid. It's so silly. But no, I know there's these black pill guys out there. I don't give a shit. Some guy posted something at the bottom of one of my videos. They're like, this is why you shouldn't date Mexican women or Hispanic women. Dude, I was dating a Hispanic woman for many years. I know, but you know what? I don't care. You know what I told him? I said, no woman is absolutely fucking perfect unless you want to work on building a Venus. Like the one in that game, the City of Broken Dreamers. Maybe that's the one. And she wasn't perfect. Her AI was totally fucked, guys.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, are you going to be my daddy? I've always wanted a sister. You didn't know if she acted like she was a fucking kid. So if that's what you're into, you know, go for it. I'm not saying AI is going to be like that. But that's pretty much what he was trying to say, that the AI, you know, might not be exactly what we expect it to be. And I know there's guys out there to say, grim, this is going on. And again, if they do get the shit working, that's fine. But like I said, if you're going to date a human woman, it's not going to fucking be perfect. I'm sorry. She's not going to be perfect. She's not going to be like the movie or the anime or whatever the hell else you watch and saw a wonderful love story. Because that shit only happens like 25, maybe a quarter of the time. And the most of it's just, I mean, like you
it's
guys.
It's possible,
but it's not going to be.
There
like,
could be Ghostbusters, but you know what? It's a fucking movie.
Yeah, it's a movie. It's not real. You can't expect it like that. And that's one thing, like, Empress wants to do a modern love line. And I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. If you want to get on there and talk and do the thing, that's fine.
Do that thing.
I mean, I did tell her, I said, let me talk to you about it on a day where I didn't go to sleep till 7 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, that was a crazy day. We were really burning the midnight oil. There was a game called The Darkest Tale, and I love that fucking game so much, I almost didn't want to stop playing it. So, good game, by the way. It was on GOG. GOG's
almost
having
like the porno of The Darkest Tale.
GOG's having a sale, winter sale. Go check that out. You can go get Ghost of a Tale free. They'll probably have something else by the time I post this video. But, yeah, Ghost of a Tale is free. And, bunch of stuff. Media Bang joined their list. They have all kinds of new hentai games. Check those out. Rance Games are probably going to be coming to GOG soon and everybody else because Alisoft becoming an independent publisher. So basically what that means is we're not going to be stuck with Manga Gamer anymore. We're just going to go to Jazz. They're going to go to GOG. They're going to go to so many different places. And they're going to start selling Rants everywhere. Because everyone needs to know the joy of Rants. Okay. So, that out of the way. BitChute. Yeah, okay. So a lot of commenters give me shit. But a lot of commenters like my videos. Well, not commenters. There's a lot of people that like my shit. I'll get it right. I'm a little hardwired today, but anyway, yeah, there's a lot of people that like my shit. I appreciate the likes. MGTOW.TV, appreciate the likes, comments, all that stuff. YouTube, appreciate the views. I know there's not a whole lot going on, but I appreciate all this stuff. And I'm like, where the fuck are we gonna go if BitChute and MGTOW.TV close? So I'm like, well, there's Pornhub. There's X videos and there is X hamster. It'd be so fucking weird. We're like, dude, why would we be on a porn site? Because we have nowhere else to put our fucking content.
Well, you'd have
to
see if they'll
be
even
the
let you on there if it's not porn.
Yeah, that's a very good point because they might not. It's really going to be hard. Purity Sin, she might not suffer because she's got YouTube and Patreon money, which is great. But, yeah, losing that BitChute thing, that's going to make it hard for her to do her uncut stuff. And she said that, of course, Xvideos still ain't giving her money. Like, their monetary system is completely fucked. I started writing for Dude that the hentaireviews.moe website. I posted one thing that I had to really edit. It's originally on my website, but it had to be edited to fit their websites. He's working on that right now. And basically, that guy, he's cool. He's a dude from the UK. And only thing I can tell about this guy is, well, he's one of these guys that's red-pilled, but he thinks that men, oh, you don't need to give up, and you can still try. Like, some guys are really don't want to be with a dating site and all that. And he's like, no, some guys, sorry, I'm going too fast. Some guys don't want to be in the dating market. And he doesn't get it. He thinks that they're lazy, they're blah, 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 blah. You need to get your shit together. That's the stuff that you hear from a lot of these alpha pill guys. But, and then he started pushing, like, one post that was actually Christianity. Why the hentai industry needs Jesus? Yeah. And people were really confused. He's like, okay, so you're promoting these games which have all this kind of content, but then you're trying to promote Christianity on the same place?
Nothing wrong
with that, but yeah, it's, you can understand to some people it's a little off-putting. Now, see, one of the issues that I think people are having over there is that it was mainly a hentai review site, like that was the main purpose, but he started getting political with it, and I mean deep political, So that's going to turn off a lot of people that aren't into the politics and are just there for the hentai and the adult content. Because it's like going to Subway, and I know you can get a pizza there, but I'm pretty sure the Subway pizza isn't the most ordered item there.
Probably
I'm pretty
not
sure.
That great.
They're all good. They're good. I used to get them with tons of vegetables. But no, what I'm saying is, most people that are going to Subway, though, they're not going for pizza, because there's places that have pizza.
I'm not going to Subway for shit anymore. They've changed their meat or something. Something about it just tastes like garbage now.
Okay.
And plus, there's other sub places.
Oh, yeah, there's other sub places. I know that. But I'm saying any place. Quiznos. Yeah.
I know you're doing an analogy.
Yeah, yeah. Any kind of... Think about a good... sub place. What's a good sub place?
Oh, Jersey Mike's.
Jersey Mike's subs.
Yep, Jimmy John's.
Jimmy John's subs. Yeah, think about going to those places and all of a sudden, we've got pizza. And you're like, well, isn't there like a Papa John's right there? And I do like Papa John's. I love my chacaronis. I had another one this week. They're my bane. They give me heartburn, but I love them. So, yeah, they're good fucking pizzas. But... I don't go to Subway because I want a shakaroni. Or not Subway. I don't go to Jimmy John's because I want a shakaroni. I go to Jimmy John's because I want a sub. Like that.
Go to Jimmy John's like, I'd like a Big Mac, please.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. So you can't blame these guys. And he's like, well, you know, the site is going to be what I want it to be. I understand that.
Well, that.
And
if it's his.
Yeah, it's his site. But the thing is, you're going to, like... You risk annihilating. Well, you do risk annihilating
You do risk annihilating
a lot of your, yeah, just straight annihilating your views because of people that are just there for hentai, and they might be on the left side of things. They see stuff that's more geared towards right or masculine men stuff because he does kind of post stuff that's in that vein. Yeah, that can probably result in some issues. You might lose, and there's even people that have been calling him out on it, and he's been getting into arguments on there, and he's like, I used to go here for hentai reviews, what happened? And I'm like, oh man, like, I understand that he's opening up a freelance thing and trying to pay people to do things, but at the same time, I'm just like, I don't know, man. Like, we do the political things, but we don't do them like often. And what I'm saying, like, stuff like this, we don't do that often, and not many people watch it. But people do come to watch our hentai videos, and they do come to watch our Uncanny Valley videos. They don't, you know, they're there for that, or the movies, or the TV shows. They like that content, and we offer that content. We have no problem with any of that content being here. Or, rather, we have no problem with them.
I hope not. We're putting it
right
on there.
You know I'm moving fast.
Yeah.
We have no problem with that content being up here. Our, I did it again. We have no problem with them liking only that content. Let me reiterate that. We have no problem if you're only looking at the hentai. We have no problem if you're only coming for the Uncanny Valley. We don't care, okay? If you say, I only go for this content, fine. I only like the comics, fine. It's all there for you. But we make sure that there's not so many of these so that you have more of that content. Because there's other people that do this, and we're really not talking politics that much. We're mainly talking about different issues, like the rants. This is almost like a rant show in a way, but I just had to do it. Because we haven't done Grim Rants into the Heavens in a while, and we're just doing it with DP for some reason. Don't ask me why. Anyway.
Because I'm awesome.
Yeah, yeah, I guess that works. And you brought me some great deer jerky, which was... Man, gave my teeth a workout.
Nothing more manly than killing
it. I feel like...
And making something with it.
I feel like I got Chad's jaw now because I fucking chewed that jerky. Like, the
prison boy jaw.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's not the way I want to think about it. But, all right. So, I think that might do it. Don't think there's anything else. Yeah, obviously the BitChute situation kind of sucks, so if you could donate to them at Give Send Go, and you can leave a prayer if you want, because they are a religious-based organization. I don't give a shit. I'm like, but aren't those the people you're fighting? Hey, look, you have to pick and choose your battles. No, we're talking about that. It's the hardcore religious people that are, like, against all a lot of the content we do. And all the Jews, because those people are hardcore conservative, too, unfortunately. It's a bad time for to be conservative, because you can't like this and that and the other. They want to judge you. Like, with Nick Rakita. Like, he can't... He's more of a libertarian guy, and they give him shit. Like, oh, he's kind of a beta. He's kind of a cuck. This Drexel guy's a cuck. Blah, 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 blah. Even though, as it was stated on the fucking show, the MGTOW podcast, which I just got off of, and by the way, that's gone. Everything's going to be archived. You'll be able to check out a brand new channel coming soon from Drex, and then probably, I think it's going to be called The Drex Show or something. But, yeah, like I said, before I get too wound up, yeah, I went in there and basically agree. Well, I didn't get a chance to agree with it, but I do agree with what was said as far as all these right-wing, hardcore, conservative, you know, where they're like, oh, no porn, no hentai, it's all bad. They're the ones that are into that absolute fucking degenerate shit on the down low. They're the ones that want to get stepped on. And there's so many of them on my friend's account who is a muscle mommy. She is a muscle mommy. And they constantly go crazy over her. And there's some of the most hardcore fucking, like, dangerous people. Like, one of these guys actually went and stalked a woman that was on her account. That's, just a regular old... old school, basically told me I need her husband to mentor me because I'm on the wrong path of hentai and degeneracy. But anyway, this is a real thing, guys, and I need to talk about this and address this real quick before we end. This guy, he got her information somehow. He was just a guy that, I don't know if she got to an argument, I don't know if he thought she was hot. But anyway, he started talking with her, and he found out where she lived, and she said that she came home, her husband was at work, and he was in her house. The guy that she met on the, this guy that was stalking her, he was in her house, and it scared the shit out of her.
It would, that's why I say, carry a gun.
And her and her husband moved immediately. They moved. They left, I mean, they have money. They have money. It wasn't told to me they have money, but if you can just write up and leave, you've got some money. Because moving's not easy, especially moving like that. And that's what they did.
Now.
Yeah, and that's what they did. They moved quick. And I said, yeah. I said, look, I'm a. I told her. I said, look, I'm a degenerate. We do really degenerate hentai games and stuff like that. But what you told me, that's way beyond the pale. That's way beyond the pale. That's not something I could ever condone. That's ridiculous. Don't be fucking stalking these women and appearing in their houses, folks. That's the fucking most bullshit. Well, apparently I do. Because there's idiots that are going out there doing that shit. And if you got any of your friends that are talking about shit like that, or you're worried that they're simping too hard for some of these girls and wanting to stalk them and do all this crazy shit, stop them before they do it. By the way, this guy, they never found him, so they never arrested him. He's still on the loose, and they've been trying to find him. So, yeah, this was just some crazy fucking nut. And that's the kind of people that her Muscle Mommy account was attracting. Like, white nationalists, and I mean hardcore. They're getting rid of all the white people. All the white people are going extinct. Those kinds of people. I've talked with them. You don't understand the demographics. We're losing all the white people. It's just getting absolutely ridiculous. I'm tired of hearing all of it. I'm tired of hearing about it. It's ridiculous. We need to have fun. We need to do what Drex said. Fucking enjoy the time we have. Drex did say we'll probably be on some Blade Runner shit in these last days. We probably will be on some. I'll have a robot, or maybe in the 40s I'll have a woman and a robot. I don't know what the fuck's going to happen. But I know for sure right now, things are in a very odd space. We've got attackers on BitChute. That's who brought it down. Attackers brought BitChute down. They went to the bank, tried to get their money. They wouldn't give it to them. So it's shit.
You heard about the state trooper that was talking to an underage girl and went and killed her family.
Yeah,
several states over.
Yeah, it's quite ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's quite crazy. Okay, on that note, we are out for the Grim Rant Show, which has been a rant show. And we'll see you next time with articles and all that other shit. But until then, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out.
Later.
Enjoy the decline, and we definitely want you to.